Of course, every state fair is a great fair, but our annual trip to the Minnesota State Fair proves that Minnesota has the best state fair. At least for me. The fair creates an excitement for people from all walks of life. Here are Jennifer Penix and Katie Carter with a sample from the 2017 Minnesota State Fair.
We've just been joined. For the first time in my life, I've been joined by a couple flamenco dancers. And I just feel fancier already. I just feel giddy. So I've got AJ Frenzel and Susana De Palma. And Susana, you started the Zorongo Flamenco Dancing Troupe. Yes. Organization?
The dance theater company.
I can't hear her.
Yes, hello.
Yeah. It's Zorongo Flamenco Dance Theater. Susana founded in 1982. We're celebrating 35 years.
35 years you've been doing it.
Yes, I started it when I was 10 years old.
You did. So were you living here in the United States when you started flamenco dancing?
Yes, I'm from the United States.
Okay, so how did you start?
I just started with ballet, and then there was a woman teaching flamenco and Spanish dance, and then I went to Spain.
And then you went to study.
Yes, and lived and studied.
So why did you think it was important to share it with more and more people?
Everyone loves the passion and energy around flamenco, and especially in Minnesota. It's fascinating that the Minnesota temperament, or low-keyed, we perceive it as low-keyed, really isn't that low-keyed at all. There's an underlying feisty fire, passion, and around flamenco, and Minnesotans really do feed into that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And AJ, you've been doing it for, you said, like 25 years or something?
Nearly 25 years since I took my first class from Susana De Palma.
What do you love about
when
it?
I was three.
Wow.
No.
Oh.
As Susana was saying, there's this passion, this spark that comes out that, you know, now I see it in students that I teach. It's my favorite thing to sort of draw out from a mild-mannered Minnesotan to let your spark out, let your fire out, let this passion come through with sass or anger or sadness or joy. All of these things can be expressed through flamenco.
Yeah.
And through our bodies, which I came into flamenco as a dancer already with ballroom and tango and that side of it.
Yeah.
And flamenco just bit me and pulled me in.
And you perform, you do a lot of performances, it sounds like. And I mean, you'll be performing this afternoon right outside of this building here at the fair, right outside of the education building. What kind of reaction do you get from the crowds that you visit?
Well, people yell, "Ole," but then we say, no, the word is ole.
So, really?
Yeah. Of course. Ufta, what do you expect?
I love that, yes.
So we fix them on that, and people watch. I mean, we make a lot of noise, you know?
You do.
Feet stomping in the castanets, and of course we have a wonderful live guitarist, and so they have to pay attention.
Yes.
Plus the girls are lovely dancers.
You do have live musicians accompanying you all the time.
Yes, we have a wonderful... flamenco is always done with live music, flamenco guitar. Other instruments as well now accompany the guitar, but always the flamenco guitar.
How often do you practice?
Well, they should practice every day.
Uh-huh.
Because it is a discipline. But it is something that people have to keep in form.
Yeah.
Practice.
Well, you don't practice, then the performance shows
practice
that.
Makes perfect, for sure. We have a professional commitment to our performances.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And I just found out you're going to be going on a tour, taking this actually to northern Minnesota right to Grand Rapids?
Yes.
I mean, this is and Park Rapids. This is right in our wheelhouse as far as our listeners go. So when is that happening and how can people access you?
Well, Grand Rapids performance is going to be November 9th. And then from there we go to Duluth. So I don't remember the exact venue, but I'm sure that it will be posted, you know, on in the papers or something. But we will have both a family performance of our show called Tariri Trantantantoro, the story of a little bull that has to come from Spain and live on a Minnesota farm. And with his flamenco dancing wife. And the difficulty that the little bull has being accepted by everyone. So it's the story of immigration, but it's delightful. So that will be in the afternoon. And then we have Cafe Flamenco in the evening with phenomenal guitarist and Chuscales, who is actually a gypsy from Granada, and a singer, Jose Cortez Fernandez, who is a gypsy as well from France.
Wow.
So, and then we'll have three or four dancers. So it'll be an exciting night for Park Rapids.
Absolutely. A little trip to a whole other culture.
Yes.
A little bit. So this is what you do for your full-time existence, right?
Yes,
it is. So what does your day look like as a professional flamenco dancer person?
Well, I still do have to stay in shape. So I would say 2 hours a day I devote to basic repetitions and conditioning things, of using different forms of yoga and different things that I've learned through the years to stay in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have classes at our Zarango school. And then we have events and outreach programming, such as the state fair and different school performances. And then sometimes I have to write a puppet show, or I have to choreograph a theater work for the Coles Theater, because we have also performances at the Coles Center every year in the spring. So then we do a theater flamenco performance. And so this year will be Garden of Names, which is on the disappeared in Argentina and around the world. So that's a little bit more on the heavy dramatic side. And then we do traditional flamenco, which is popular throughout the world.
Yeah.
But of course has its origin in southern Spain. So those people can't afford or don't have the opportunity to visit southern Spain, they can see Zarango Flamenco.
Wonderful. So we can find you online?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And this afternoon you're performing here at the fair at 2:45.
3:30, 5:15, and 6 p.m.
Okay.
Right at the Cosgrove stage. It's part of Arts Affair, sponsored by the State Fair Foundation, and we're right outside the Education Building.
Great. Well, we encourage people to come check you guys out and experience flamenco live. I mean, it's something we see it on TV sometimes, but if you could have the opportunity to see it live and really feel all the sensations of the live music and the dancing, then you kind of get moved by that. So we encourage people to go do that. So thanks for stopping by.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Brett Carter, connecting you to the Minnesota State Fair.